Thank you for calling in today to the Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark, and we are on day 4 of a 7-day series talking about cosmos, or the English word world. If you haven't listened to the first 3 days, I encourage you to go back to the second, third, fourth day of the month and listen, at least especially to the first one where I introduced this topic of the word cosmos. That would be day 2, second of the month there. All right, so, and today what we're going to do is I'm going to read through a chapter in the Bible, which is it's John chapter 17. You can turn there in your Bible if you would like. And it is in this chapter, I believe the word world is used, or cosmos is used, 19 times. I'll make a few comments as I read through here, but we're just going to see what Jesus said. This is his prayer to the Father before he was, before they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, before Judas brought the soldiers and the high priest, so I guess it would have been the high priest and different ones, to come and to get Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane there, and you know the story there. So this is before that. This is when, and actually John chapter 14, 15, 16, 17 are all right before that time, and these are the last words that the Lord gave before his he was taken captive, or the last message that we have here recorded in the Bible. And so this is John chapter 17. And look for the word world, or listen for the word world when I'm reading through here. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So he's praying for his 11 disciples. I have glorified thee in the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. There's the first time in this chapter, before the world was, talking about the creation of the world. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. So he's talking about his disciples and maybe others that he talked to and who he proclaimed who the Father was, and he made him known, he manifested, he made him known to his disciples. And it was out of the world systems, out from the heathens of the world. Thine they were, the disciples, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Okay, so what Jesus did is he came to glorify the Father, to make him known to the world, to his disciples, and he's saying, I have done this, I have made them know, made you known, Father, to those disciples of mine. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou gavest me, for they are thine. So he's praying for these disciples of the Lord, his disciples. He's not praying for the rest of the world in this sense. He's not praying for the ungodly, but he's praying for the world, for his disciples. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, that I and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they were not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And so he's saying here that these have been called out from the world. They believe a different system. They believe my words. They're going to follow me and not live for the systems of this world, for the lust of the flesh, for the lust of the eyes, and for the pride of life. But they're going to live for me. They are living for me. These have come out of the world. And just as I came out of the world, Jesus was saying he wasn't in the systems of the world. He wasn't loving the things of the world. He wasn't lusting after with his eyes and with his flesh. He's come out of this world. I pray, verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And that I believe could be even the evil one, the devil. So he's saying that, I'm not going to take them out of the world, at least not right now. I'm not taking them out of the world, but that they should keep them, or that you would keep them from the evil one. And that's what he told us to pray in Matthew chapter 5 when he said what is typically called the Lord's Prayer, and where he taught his disciples how to pray. He said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's what it is here too. It's a prayer to deliver or to keep them from the evil. In verse 16 here it says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Okay, so he's saying he's sending them as a standard. He's sending them as light. He's sending them as salt. He's sending them as a voice to proclaim the Father, to proclaim the gospel that Christ, the Son of God, God come in the flesh, Emmanuel, has come to save your souls. He sent his disciples into the world. And in verse 19 it says, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So here he's saying, I'm not just praying for these 11 disciples, but for all those that are going to believe on me through their word, and through generation to generation to generation, even down to our very time in 2015, that those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are born again, that this prayer is actually reaching all the way to us, which is beautiful. Verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And this is a powerful message, that he wants us to be one with each other, one with the Father. He doesn't want division in his body. so that the world would see that the Father hath sent Jesus. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. This unity, not uniformity, but unity, unity in the Spirit. Verse 23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. For Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Talking about his divinity, he was with the Father. He was part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they didn't have a beginning, and they'll have no end. They're all eternal. They're all God. And then the Son came to this earth, not three gods, one God, all one, but the Son came to this earth, Emmanuel, and gave his life, the very creator of the earth, the creator of human beings, gave his life for us human beings. What a beautiful message that is, and that the world would be able to hear that, not just have a good example before them, but hear it from our mouths, that we would open our mouths and tell the world that this is what has happened, this is what Jesus has done. So, verse 25, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. What a beautiful prayer. And like I said, it's not only for the 11 disciples back there, but it's for you, and it's for me. If we are born again, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we follow him, if we're living our lives for him, if we are truly his child, not just a religious man, not just a religious woman, but a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, a believer of him. Well, that's the devotion for this morning. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And Lord willing, we'll speak more about cosmos, the world, and different aspects of it in the next day, couple days. Thank you.